And I believe that God will bless us today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, Daddy, for the trust and belief. God bless you in Jesus' name. Well, I've been looking at my turning point. Tell your neighbor, my turning point. Can we open to the book of 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7? We'll read that. My turning point. We're looking at part 3. Today is an anointing service. It says, now there cried out a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband is dead. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bond servants. Next verse. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me. Now I think from what she just narrated, I think it should be clear what she needs. Is that not so? But the prophet Elisha. So God, of course, God is aware of the situation, of your challenges. But God still expects us. And that's why Daddy told us that turning point doesn't just jump on us. Praise the Lord. It comes from violent faith and action. Turning point comes from what? Violent faith and action. I shared a testimony some weeks ago of how God delivered me and my family from an attack. We finished fasting and prayer in January, 3 days dry fasting. After finishing, I started feeling somehow. I got home that evening on Saturday. I started feeling feverish. You know the feverish feelings? Your mouth starts feeling tasting one kind, and then weakness and joint pains, all everything. I started feeling that. So I went to meet my wife. I said, this is not normal. This is not right. We can't finish fasting. And the first thing, my first experience would be what? Sickness. Something is wrong. But anyway, like the usual thing, if you feel fever, what do? You buy medication. So I was already planning and I was supposed to engage in a journey the coming week. So I said, okay, before I go on the journey, let me properly take care of myself. But I knew that there was something that was wrong. But I didn't know what it was. So I was planning to go, but I didn't have the time to get drugs. So on Sunday, after service, all of us were in the pigeon class. Remember, my wife shared a revelation she had in the dream of a evil being sitting in my parlor, and she was fighting the person in the dream. Me, I didn't hear, I didn't know. As you were hearing, that's when I was hearing too. Because, of course, I asked her, immediately we finished on the school, I called her, when this one happened? She said, Friday night stroke, Saturday. I said, okay. You know, tell me. She said, when we saw in the afternoon, she didn't cross her mind to tell me, but she prayed about it. So the thing clicked. Maybe this is what is happening. And I think the day before that revelation, my son just started running fever. Thinking maybe it was temperature, thinking it was maybe teeth or something, but it was very unusual. God has given us so much peace over that boy that even when he's removing teeth, whatsoever is disturbing him doesn't get excessive. But that day it was just something else. So I was praying about it also in the camp. So when I had that information, I knew where the problem was. When I told my wife I want to get drunk, she said, no, just rest and the rest and you'll be okay. So we went home that Sunday. She went somewhere else. I was the only one at home. I got very violent. Remember, turning point don't just happen. It comes by what? Violent faith and action. Now, Bible tells us that faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing the word of God. But it doesn't stop there. Faith is a currency, so you may have it, but you must appropriate by action. So I went home. I said, okay, now I understand where that devil is coming from. Then violently, with annoyance, I started praying the Holy Ghost and speaking the word. The Bible tells us that evil will bow at the gate of what? The righteous. So you evil, where did you pass? Where? How come you are so comfortable in my city room? You didn't just touch my wife. You show yourself in the night. Touch me after fasting. And you are terrorizing my child. I got angry. I started speaking the word. There was a water of life we got first day of the year. I have the it remain. I keep topping it up. As I was praying in tongues, speaking the word violently, I was praying the water also to enhance my faith. And just like magic, as I slept and woke up, that thing, that year sign, disappeared. My son, normal. Since then till now. Me, and we went on the journey. It was a little bit stressful. It didn't even show. It didn't affect me at all. By the time I slept, I regained my strength back. So it was very clear that I didn't need anti-malaria. I need spiritual drug, which I've appropriated. So you may know the word. It's good to read the word of God. That's your faith currency. But what are you doing about it? Elisha asked her, what do you want? Use your mouth and say it. Use your mouth and declare. I had a story yesterday and it just baffled me. Just jokingly, I just asked, Afam, you the wash boy? He said no. And he told me that his brother, what made him stop was that his brother used to watch, play football like professionally. And just like every footballer's dream is to go abroad. Is that not so? And then he got a signing abroad. And everybody was jubilating with him. On the day he was supposed to enter, I don't know if he's train or playing, whatsoever it is. And he got to the place where we enter it and he couldn't lift his leg again. Is that normal? The Bible tells us the weapon of our warfare, not what? Some of us are, we take life so physical. It's as your eye sees. You don't know that the spiritual is even more visible than the physical. They control the physical, the spiritual. You must be sensitive. If you must enjoy your turning point, your eye of sensitivity must be opened. They did that, struggled. He told me they spent money and probably removed the bone before he well. Now, I just thought about something. He couldn't go again, no. Sometimes, maybe when the thing, maybe you are feeling somehow, let's use sickness for example. And all of a sudden, you just stop like that. You think God has answered your prayer. Sometimes it's not God that answered though. Devil has finished what he wants to do. He has missed that opportunity. At the point where you should stand, the Bible says, what you bind on earth, he's bound in heaven. So if you allow it, it stays there. Maybe it was God's destiny that he goes abroad and probably changed the story of his family. But of course, we applied some physical measures. And of course, when devil has made sure that he missed the opportunity, there's nothing, you just leave him now. So it may not even be the operation that made it work. We must be sensitive in the spirit. If we must enjoy turning point, don't just take things lightly. Praise the Lord. So Daddy also explained so far what we have learned about turning point. That turning point is something that happens not by chance, but as a result of engaging God's word and acting in faith to experience a dramatic change. So when we talk about turning point, we're talking about a change. Change of situation. Change of story. Turning point, that he also said, it's not for the lazy or faithless. If you are lazy, you can't enjoy a change because you must enforce it. Since the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered what? Violence. And only the violent can take it by force. So your change of story, you may need to apply some force. Not physical force, not by muscle, not by physical muscle. But by spiritual strength, which you get from God's word. So today I would like to add to that definition of what turning point is, which is also very similar to what we have been saying. A turning point is a life-defining moment that births a memorable experience of change and advancement. If you're writing, you can write. A turning point is a life-defining moment that births a memorable experience of change and advancement. You see, life itself that he has told us is a what? Patient teacher. That means at every point in our lives, there are lessons to be learned. Every day, there is a lesson to learn about your life, about what happened, if you are sensitive, if your eyes open. I would like to use this analogy, and I'll be using it throughout my message. Life is like a vehicle on the road, always on the move. Each individual are this one sitting, driving. I know we like to say God take the wheel. Is that not so? But actually, God just helps us to navigate. We have to still turn the steering where we decide to what? To go to. So you are the driver, and you have steering wheel to turn it right or what? Or left. Now, in most modern cars now, there are navigation system, like your GPS and the rest. Now, let's see God as that navigation system who is always talking. Continue going straight. After 30 kilometers, turn right or left, whatsoever it is. That's life. Now, at every point, maybe you may need to change direction. There's something we call a U-turn. Is that not so? Sometimes, turning point can be a U-turn. To change a situation, to change direction. But you can only get that direction if you are properly navigated through God. God must be the one directing you. Because turning point is not a destination. No. It's just a turning point, a U-turn. If you ask anyone who probably God has blessed them, you can ask them, they will tell you series of events. A season when things, they know that things has what? Changed. That is a turning point. We have our latest bride and groom. Can we clap for Jesus over them? Mr. and Mrs. Dekola Ajayi. Yesterday was a turning point for them. Now, if God took them through this direction, they are sure of a what? Of a glorious destination. When you enter a U-turn, do you just rush and enter? No. You slow down. So even in life, there are some times when things look slow. There are lessons to be what? To be learned. When you enter a U-turn, you slow down. Not just because you want to slow down or while away time. No. You slow down to observe what car is coming. At what speed is it coming? Normally, I want to ask us, those who are driving. If you use U-turn, do you go to the fast lane or the slow lane? God will help us in Nigeria. Are we going to the slow lane or fast lane? Slow lane. But there are sometimes you may have to go to what? The fast lane, or so it's not rigid, depending on the what is coming in Nigeria. I'm talking about in Nigeria. So that slowing down is for what? Observation. So also in life, you must learn lessons as we go. Why are things slow now? What is happening? What am I supposed to learn from what just happened? Why are things just going well? It's like you did a money ritual. Before you touch small like this, 10 has answered. There's a season like that. You must also ask question. What is making things what? Go this smoothly. What can I learn from this situation? Praise the Lord. So for someone today, a turning point may be a change of heart. I heard what mommy said today when she was giving us a charge on evangelism and talking about, I know some of us, maybe we're all looking at mommy. Like, mommy, not waiting, they disturb us now. But that's the heart of God. There are some things a man or someone will do, you know that he has not matured yet. Because of what? His priorities. You may need a change of heart. Maybe your priorities are set very wrongly. Where's Pastor Sam? Pastor Sam, is your priority changing clothes and bag now? If that is his priority as a father of two, eh? He doesn't know where God has put him. Your priorities is wrong. Come for prayer first, you will not come. Because you think you don't have a problem to pray about. You're okay. And the Bible tells us, if your strength fails in the days of adversity, your what? Your strength is what? We don't build strength on the war front. We build it before. We strategize before. Until devil can't hold you for somewhere before you can't hold God. Go find God. May you not be like that too. If it take before you find ammo. Someone may have to set their priority what? Right. Change their heart. All we are looking for is money. Now, have we said money is bad? No. It has to be balanced. We should look for money and look for what? And God. God should have his place because God also needs our money. Part of setting your priority right is that when God blesses you, you know the reason. Now, that brings me to, what do you do during the season of your turning point? What do you do? Understand God's agenda for that season. Very, very important. God doesn't just bless you because he just wants to bless you. He has an agenda. He has something he wants to get from there. He said, let your light so shine before men that men may see your good work. Did he stop there? Did he stop there? No. And glorify your Father in heaven. So of course God wants men to see your good work. See God's glory around you. But it must end up where? In glorifying. So God, there's God's agenda inside. Mr. Dekola and Sister Deborah will not be wise to think that yesterday was all about them. God has an agenda in your marriage. What is it? You must know it. In your business, God wants to prosper it. But you must also find out what is God's agenda. Why is God blessing me? You got a job. It has become an excuse to isolate God. God bless you with children. It has become an excuse not to serve God. You have not understood God's agenda in that turning point. Every turning point has God's agenda. You must find out. For every turning point, there is a lesson God is teaching. The greatest mistake anyone can make is that in the season when God is changing your story, because God has declared that there will be a lot of changes this season. That's what it means. When God's servant says, this month is our month of what? My turning point. It's our turning point. It means there will be a lot of changes this period. Positive changes, not to the negative. Positive what? Changes. God wants to elevate someone from one level to another. Sister Deborah was single last week. Now she's what? She's married. Some may be jobless now in very coming time, or maybe in the next few days or weeks. You will also be a employee or employer of what? Of labor. Say amen. But in that change of situation, you must know what is God's agenda. Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 to 11. The temptation of Jesus was a turning point for him to start his ministry. The Spirit of God drove him into the wilderness. But he understood God's agenda. That's why when Satan came with bread, he knew that this is what? This is not God's agenda. God blesses you with a walk. You got there. They started robbing you into bribery. You should understand that what? This is not part of God's agenda. God didn't bring me here to put him to shame. God gave you children. You must understand God's agenda in it. You should not fold your hands and allow your children just become wild. No. There's God's agenda. What is it? I see it must be balanced. There are decisions you take that puts life on reverse. We must note that. In every turning point, the point God has started changing your story. Maybe God gave you a job and God just observed and watched what you did. And so that you can't manage it. That's put you. You have to repeat that circle. It's like going on a roundabout continuously. Until you pass, you can't go forward. You must understand what God's agenda is. And understanding comes from seeking and asking. Asking vital questions. God, why are you blessing me so much? Lord, why is this difficult situation happening right now? What we do most times is murmur in the face of challenge. Because even in those challenges, that may be also a what? A turning point. Once you don't understand God's agenda, you miss that turning point and it leads to repetition of a cycle. Now, if you must truly understand that your turning point and the season of your turning point, you must allow God lead. Because it's Him you're asking. God, what's your agenda for this season of blessing or season of challenge? What are you trying to teach me to change my story? So God must be in the lead. As Daddy has said, turning point is not just something that happens to us. It is something that must happen in us. It must change you. That all sustains you on that journey. Praise the Lord. So turning point doesn't just happen. Oh, God changes you from sickness to health. But even in that, God wants you to understand something. Like the testimony I gave, it made me understand that I must appropriate. Not they won't just know that I know those things, those words I was speaking. I must what? Appropriate it. So I learned a lesson in that situation. So turning point is not just something that happens to us. It is something that must happen in us. That sustains the turning point. That keeps us on the right path. A preacher once said that God wants to tell a story with every believer's life. There's a story God wants to what? Want to tell with your life. A story. Now, my question is that we just be like King David, who made some mistakes, but God still, he ended up, God calling him what? The man after what? Or King Nebuchadnezzar. Abi, how did they call him? Who, because of pride and arrogance, suffered for 7 years in the bush. God showed him Shege, who the King of Kings is. Which one will you be? Will you be the person who God has lifted before and now God is teaching you lesson from the lessons you refused to learn at that point where God was changing your story? Will your story be like Job or Joseph? Who, despite their challenges, they remain steadfast. That situation made them better versions of themselves. Job lost all everything. Is that not so? But he regained all. Joseph may have suffered for several years, but he later became what? Prime minister. The end is what matters. Don't waste your pain. Don't waste your pain. Learn what God is teaching. Don't also waste your successes. Learn what God is teaching. This is what will sustain God's blessing or change that situation from unpleasant to what you desire. May God help us in Jesus' name. Someone's story is changing forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, we are before the anointing. And you see from scriptures, God has told us that this anointing is a change agent. It changes situation. It is the Spirit of God that comes upon us to change our story. So today, you are not just pouring oil on your head. You are pouring anointed oil for a turning point, for a change of story. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 11, David was anointed. And he, from a shepherd boy, he became what? The king of Israel. By what? The anointing. So I don't know. What situation? You are facing currently. But this anointing coming upon you will change that story for good. Shout a louder amen. For somebody, their deliverance is that their eyes will be opened to see the lessons God is teaching you. Just like any school, until you pass, you keep what? You keep repeating. So it's not that God is wicked or God has refused. Because if, see, no matter how you love your child, if he has not grown, there's some level of blessings you can't what? You can't give him. So even if you are praying for that turning point, if you have not matured enough, so part of what this anointing will be doing is to enlighten us. Say amen. This same anointed oil came upon Gideon. The Spirit of God came upon him. He changed from someone who was hiding in the wine press to becoming a man of valor. Someone is receiving boldness to take their destiny in the name of Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 6, the Bible tells us, "And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into what? Another man." That's what the anointing can do. Changes you from another man. People will just notice that, this brother has what? Just changed though. The way they behave before, you know, they behave like that again. Something has what? Changed about him. That's what the anointing can do. It can turn a man to another man. Turn you from a weakling to a man of strength. Turn you to always giving excuse to having results and fruits for your labor. That's what this anointing will be doing tonight in the name of Jesus. In the scripture where we read, Isaiah chapter 61, as I round up, verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, "The Spirit of God is upon me." The Spirit of God is coming upon you. Now, we have God's Spirit in us. Are you listening? But there's a dimension that you need the Spirit of God to what? Come upon you. Especially in the areas of appropriating the gift of the Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that comes upon you that helps you appropriate those gifts. We read in one of our studies in the Triumphant Church when our Papa Egan, who is a child of God, who had the Spirit of God in him, faced a woman that ran mad, that was possessed in her mind. And then the Spirit of God came upon him, the spirit of faith, and asked him to declare a particular word. But he delayed, he reasoned it out. And he noticed that the spirit left him. And then he asked for God's mercy. "Now God, please, let the spirit come back again." Didn't he have the Spirit of God in him? He had the Spirit of God in him. But he couldn't make that pronouncement until the spirit what? Came upon him. And as he said it, that demon that was possessing her left her. So the Spirit of God will be coming upon us, empowering our lips to make pronouncement that will change our story. Say amen. Continue on that scripture. Because the Lord has anointed me. So the Spirit of God came upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach what? So it empowers your mouth to speak. Unto the meek, he has sent me to bind up the broken hearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive. I see that the Spirit of God that comes upon you is not just to come and break those situations. No, it's empowering you to do so. Empower your lips to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for what? A change of situation. That's what the anointing will do today. Empowering you, changing your situation from the situation of ashes to what? To beauty. The oil of joy for what? Somebody shout hallelujah. The garment of praise for the spirit of what? Heaviness. Heaviness is an attack by devil. What some of us call mood swing. Just feel one kind. Nobody offended you. Today, that situation is changing in the name of Jesus. The garment of praise is coming upon you afresh in Jesus' name. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might what? God's agenda. That he might be glorified. So today we'll be appropriating the oil for us, the anointing oil, to embolden our lips, to release grace to take action. Remember, turning point doesn't come except by what? Violent faith and what? Action, action. So the Spirit of God coming upon you in form of the oil tonight will be empowering you with grace to take appropriate action. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, your amen will be louder. I want us to be on our feet, everyone.